You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Welcome to the Devil's Lair. It's another Saturday night of the local stuff right here in Madison. Rocker, how are you?
Good, Rob. How you doing, man? You ready for the Devil's Radio?
Lair? I'm ready for the Devil's Lair. I've been waiting all night for the Devil's Lair.
We have cosmic strings. So you are listening to Max Inc. Radio, and we would like to welcome our new listeners tuning in on 101 FM The Shaw in Waukesha and WAUK AM 540 covering the Milwaukee and Fox Valley areas, and of course our listeners in the Mad City tuning in to Devil Radio 92.7. In and out of Madison for the past 10 years, the husband-wife duo Cosmic Strings is back in Madison. Just a few months ago, the couple relocated to the Mad City after a stay out west in Oregon, and it's been a journey, one of health recovery and music. And last year, Spencer required an awake brain surgery, and he played guitar right through it. Wow. Yes. Here with us in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, is Cosmic Strings, the husband and wife duo, Emma and Spencer Houghton. Emma, Spencer, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Howdy, hey.
Hi.
Now, before we get too far, tell us about your duo, Cosmic Strings. What's the backstory?
Well, Emma and I met back in 2016, and as soon as we met, first thing we did was play music together, because that's why we met in the first place. We saw that each other played music, and we had friends that knew each other. But she already had a show booked a week later for a solo thing. But she had commitment to, like, a music thing in Sturgeon Bay that she does.
Steel Bridge.
Yeah, Steel Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Song.
Yeah, for sure.
So she went to that and gave me her gig at the Up North. And then she came back and we played another show together the very next week.
Yeah,
so 2 weeks after we met.
Yeah, we knew each other for 2 weeks and we were playing live. I already had a lot of stuff going on and just asked Spencer to join me. Yeah, and it's been crazy ever since. For the last 6 years, though.
Now, that was before you left for Oregon?
Yeah, that was when we met here in Madison. We've lived here off and on, you know, last in and out over the last 10 years, but we met about 6 years ago.
We did a right tour here in 16 at the end of the year. We went to California and up into Oregon, and geez, what was it, about 3 months, and we played like 30 shows. Mm-hmm. And then we came back, and the RV we had taken out there is from the 80s, and it broke down, and we got a new van just to get back.
Yeah,
and we built up what we could here in town again, and we took off with another RV, and then all sorts of stuff happened with my health, and we just hung on to the doctors we had and decided we wanted to come back here after all that was through.
Yeah, so our first tour was through Colorado and New Mexico, California. We spent several months out there, came back to Wisconsin, and then the second long run we did was, like he said, was Washington, Oregon, and California, back up to Oregon. And we kind of called it the snail tour. What we would do is set up like a home base, and we would stay there for months at a time and play as many shows as we could in that area before we would move along down the line to the next.
We had a towing camper, so we would set up at a campground and then like play everywhere we could within like an hour of there, and then after about a month it'd scoot on down the road and try to book some more.
That's it. The original tiny home was people touring, right?
Oh, sure, yes. Yeah.
Now, you recently moved back to Madison a few months ago, but you've been in and out of the city over the past decade. What is your Madison connection? Are you guys actually from this area?
We just both moved here after high school.
Yeah, and grew to love the place. I feel very connected to here just because of the best times of my life were in this city, all the best times I've had.
Oh, my gosh. They call it Mad Town for a reason.
Yeah, right? Well, let's get to some live music here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. We're here with Cosmic Strings, and the first song we're going to hear tonight is called Been Too Long, and you can never leave Madison for too long. This song must be about coming back.
It sure is. It's also about being stuck in lockdown forever and just missing everybody so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I like to use it as an opener for shows to be like, hey, I missed you, and I'm glad you're here.
Nice, nice. Well, we're glad you're here.
Absolutely.
Been stay just a little while? Won't you stay just a little while?
I missed you so, always wishing you were near. Don't be sorry, I'm just glad that you're here. There's no need to worry, just want you to know you'll always be in my heart, no matter which way we go.
It's been too long since I have seen you. It's been too long since I have smiled. It's been too long feeling lonely. Won't you stay just a little while? Won't you stay just a little while?
Listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah. Man, I feel like I'm back at Alpine Valley right now, man. Sun's like hitting the face. Hey, we're back in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio with Cosmic Strings. You know, it's 2020 in a pandemic, and Spencer is diagnosed with a brain tumor, and he has rare surgery to remain awake and remain awake to play a private gig for the doctors. Tell us about your unique experience.
It was an extremely long surgery. I believe it went on for more than 8 hours, and there was about 10 surgeons in the room. And in the middle of everything, while I was opened up, I had to get woken up, and I couldn't move my head or anything, really, just my arms. The rest of me was pinned to the table, and a surgeon handed me
pinned
my guitar.
To the table?
Yeah, my head was literally attached with screws to the table so that it wouldn't move during surgery.
Wow.
And they handed me my acoustic guitar, and I played them a song, tuned Winds of Change. We're saving for the end of this show.
Yeah, that's right. Only one song?
Yeah, I stayed awake for about 10 minutes just so they could get through a specific part that made sure my motor skills for playing guitar stayed intact.
They removed a 6-centimeter, which is about the size of a lemon, tumor from his left temporal lobe. And, yeah, so...
Wow. Yes. Well, that's pretty crazy. I thought maybe you'd be like asking the doctors, like, you know, for requests, you know. what request. Do you want to hear, you know?
Right? Oh, man.
Nothing like that, though, huh?
It's a newer sort of thing. I'm one of only like 100 people to have ever been involved in a procedure like this. And they're just doing it with musicians mostly to make sure that the thing that they treasure in life stays intact so that when they're done, it's not like, what's the point, you know?
Wow. That reminds me of like a episode, I think, of Star Trek, where they were doing Spock. They were putting his brain back in, and they had, you know, they were like, lift your left arm. And
Yeah.
Holy cow, they're like playing a chord, man. Well, let's get back to some live music with Cosmic Strings here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is called Turning a Tune. And tell us about this song and the little special meaning behind it.
So the song's about the sounds of nature and how they can be like a song. But it also has this little phrase in it called Turning a Tune, which means it's the end of a rhyme or the phrase of a rhyme that makes the whole thing have like that turn at the end, so that's kind of the meaning of turning a tune. All right,
you're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Devil's Lair, brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Tonight we have Cosmic Strings.
Chorus of love.
Cosmic Strings right here on Max Inc. Radio in the Devil's Lair.
Now, Spencer, you are a year into the healing process. What did you take away from the experience, and how has it changed you?
Well, I guess really trying to notice things more, really. I'm like noticing who is more responsive and kind to me. I'm noticing what I feel is more worth my time. I feel like I have different viewpoints on what I'd rather spend my time doing now, as far as do I want to go out and get some random 9-to-5 job? No. Do I want to play music and hope that it goes somewhere and have, be around friends and smiles? Yeah. Is that more important than money? Kinda. Right.
So you have more focus.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I feel like, for me, like, I never really noticed any difference between before or after. They told me he had a brain tumor. I was like, oh my God, we had no idea. It was just these seizures that would happen that would indicate to us that he had a tumor or anything going on at all. And the seizures were so interesting. He couldn't understand words during them, but he could still play guitar if we were playing.
We would be like in the middle of a show when I, like, if say I'm playing like a solo and I'm having a seizure, I'd still be able to play in that key, but I would have no idea what song we're playing.
So I just
and I wouldn't understand
out
any of the words
the
that
rhythm
were coming out of her mouth. She'd be trying to tell me what's going on, and I would just hear like wub wub wub, like Charlie Brown talking to a teacher.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So he had, they're called focal seizures. They're not like grandma's.
I have those when I'm like driving in a car, and all of a sudden I'll be like, wait, I don't even know where I am or
oh
what I'm
gosh,
doing.
Yes.
I think that's a different thing.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Well, what are you guys working on now? What's happening with Cosmic Strings? You have some projects going on?
Yeah, we, of course, have always keep writing new stuff. And right now, we've been working with some new people in town. We're currently on the hunt for someone who plays keys and someone who plays drums. But we're working on building two new electric projects right now. One that will feature songs of Cosmic Strings and be all original. And the other one, we're going to do a Grateful Dead cover band that's sort of themed around things in the 80s.
No fun. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear another song from Cosmic Strings. Or we can hear another song and then take a break?
Absolutely.
All right, let's play another song and we'll go right to break. So you'll take us out. This song is called Clouds. And it's co-written with a friend of yours, Mitch Schultz. Tell us about Cloud.
Oh, my friend Mitch is a marvelous poet, and I lived with him out in Colorado for a few years. And just digging through his stuff with him, he pulled this one out, and I couldn't even tell you exactly what it's about, but it's like something that we talk about. It's like being up to your own depiction. It's just, it's wonderful words.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, Cosmic Strings on Max Inc. Radio, live in the Devil's Lair. I am light.
intertwined, but neither understands. But my, oh my, who's the cloud in the sky? Caught on the wind, she's floating on. I promise. just a hero.
Strings and the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Stay tuned, more live local stuff happening right after this.